CMN Network, MI2. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. MI2 Network. CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. This is the CMN Network, MI2. CMN Network, VHF. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. CMN Network, MI2. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. MI2 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI2. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. CMN Network, VHF. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. CMN Network, MI2.
Whiskey 2-3, Bravo. Papa Alpha in the model monitoring.
MIT Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. CMN Network.
WA-SFR monitoring. Number 8, X-ray Papa from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo.
This is the CMN Network, MI2. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WHFFR, monitoring.
CMN Network, VHF.
NHWRO, NHBZR.
CMN Network, MI2.
NHWRO here, go ahead, Brian.
Oh, Tim, I can always count on you being there by the radio. How do I sound? I found something wrong with my radio. How does it sound?
Yeah, you're much better from when from before. Yeah, well, hey, what was wrong with it?
Well, for some reason, this stupid radio in the car here, it changed all the bandwidth to narrow. I think this one was on mid. I have a mid, a narrow, and a wide, and I put it on wide to call you to see how it sounds. But all my channels are on mid, I think. Over.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, I copy that. Much better signal than before. You'll be fine for the net coming up.
Which net is that? I forgot. Over.
Oh, no, I just mean Thursday's net, you know, or Thursday. I think John got it this Thursday.
Oh, okay, awesome. Yeah, looking forward to that. Yeah. Let's see, what else was I going to tell you? I don't know, I can't remember. Go ahead.
Did I get a chance to say I saw that FBI coaster that you made? That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I finally got it to Sean. I've been chasing him around since October, trying to meet up with him. And I always listen to him every morning on the radio, but I'm too busy getting ready to go to work. Over to you.
Yeah, I don't always get up early enough, but if I'm up during their drive time, I do turn it on. I just like listening to Dakota, Anthony, and Sean, and occasionally Joe pops in there and Donald. So it is the drive time. It's changed throughout the years. It used to be others, but it is fun to listen to if you're available.
Yeah, I listened to him with that DM32, and I just carry it around, you know. I get up and I feed the dogs and feed the cats. I walk around the house with that radio. I love that little radio. That DM32 is, I really like that radio. I haven't set it down yet. Over.
Yeah, oddly enough, I had mine out the other day. I have both of them. I have the one with the analog too, but the DM32, I was wondering why this here, the 7.2, if I was keying up and no, nothing, right? Oh, all right, something's wrong with the code plug. Sure enough, I go inside there, and I don't know how long I've had that, right? But the CTSC tone wasn't programmed at all. It was just no tone at all. Well, that ain't going to work. So, and it's really easy to front panel program and just put that in. And, you know, sure enough, once you pop it in there, it works fine. But it, like you're saying, how did these things get changed? I know I had it right. I don't know how it came out of there, so.
Yeah, I'm talking to you on a TYT TH9800, the Tango Hotel 9800. And I don't know how this radio changed all those bandwidths over, because I checked on my code plug this morning, and it said wide for all my channels. There was one channel that was set up for narrow, but all the other ones were set up for wide. So I don't know, it's screwy. The CPS is, they change all the time. I'm so frustrated with it. I want to write my own CPS, you know, but I don't know where you can get the information of, you know, where all the data is and what kind of format, you know, you got to put it in to get it into the radio.
Yeah, I hear you, and I know this is not a thing, but boy, those last couple of cold mornings, the bitter negative cold mornings, I go out there, both the ICOM radio in the car and the Kinect systems, I turn them on, and those, you know, the knobs, the volume, they're really slow, and it's kind of, it's almost like they're slow warming up, and it's, I kind of wonder what that bitter cold does to them. You know, you wonder if maybe somehow, some way that did something, but I guess not, probably not, but you wonder. It's pretty cold out there the last few mornings. Luckily, we're getting warm up here.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's really getting warm today. What, it's up to 44, I think, I see on my thermometer here. Okay, Tim, I'm going to let you go. 73, thanks for coming back to me, and I'm glad I finally fixed this radio. I think I fixed this radio. All right, we'll see you later. This is NHBZR with Claire.
NHBZR from NHWRO. Yeah, no problem, Brian. Have a good one. I'll be clear.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-Ray Mobile.
Hey, Dean, NHWRO here.
Hey, Tim, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, pretty good. Can't complain. The weather was a little warmer, so I got out and washed the car and stuff. I forgot your status. What, are you coming off shift, or or maybe he didn't work. I don't know.
No, I got off at I got off at 6, but I'm heading out to pick the daughter up from work.
Copy that. I'm looking at Discord right now. Looks like Discord is in the lead. Stick with Discord. Vote often. Vote many times.
Yeah, I voted for the back two, partially because I don't necessarily think that's a big deal for one, and two, there's been a lot of work and a lot of time put into Discord, so unless it's absolutely necessary, we're all familiar with it. John's put a lot of time into the bots and some of the weather alerts and a lot of the stuff that's in there. So I think unless it's 100% necessary and we have no other choice, just keep it.
What are you guys talking about?
There's some news about Discord about changing, but the reason was about verification of age, I guess. And it could be a little awkward, possibly. I think it bears more investigation, in my opinion. So we got a little, in our Discord page, we got a little bit of a voting here going on, and it looks like 86% sticking with Discord. So go ahead.
Well, I'm glad, I don't know if I'm transmitting, I'm glad you introduced me to Discord. I really like it.
Yeah, it's, Discord's pretty good. I think that's primarily, there is other groups that use Discord the way we do, but Discord's primary use is for video gaming, and the content can get pretty mature, so I think that's primarily their purpose, rather than having young little kids on there. I don't think it's necessarily for situations like ours, but if one has to do it, they all have to do it kind of thing. I'm not necessarily against it. If they want to do an age verification, I'll do it. I don't care. The government already has all my information anyway, so. And I think, I don't remember the new call sign, but I think that was ZRI, well, the old ZRI. When it comes back around to you, I identify if you can. Tim, over to you.
Oh, yeah. We were talking before you got on. It's Nebuchadnezzar there, NABZR. But, yeah, Brian, when you get a chance, go there and vote on the... And I see. This is only command, though. Never mind, Brian. Go ahead, Brian.
Microphone's acting up. Can you guys hear me? This microphone's acting up.
Yeah, we can hear you, Brian. You're coming in and out, but it is definitely acting up and transmitting and then not transmitting.
Yeah, I concur with Dean. When it transmits, it's fine. Your audio is fine, but it's almost like maybe it's keying up or something's wrong with the PTT. Try it again, Brian.
Yeah, I think the microphone came out of the microphone connector was coming out of the socket there. Can you guys hear me?
Yep, loud and clear on that one, Brian. This is KE8 LAX Friday.
N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, Brian.
N-A-D-Z-R. Now the faceplate fell on the floor and I'm driving here. I got to pick it up. Oh, jeez. Listen, guys, I got to go. I'm destinated right now. I got to run up to the airport and pick my brother-in-law, my brother up and sister-in-law. He just came in from El Salvador. And so I'll see you guys later, okay? 73, Dean, 73. Tim, we'll see you later. Any BDR, clear.
Any BZR 73's Brian. Safe travels and watch yourself at that airport. People don't like to drive like humans over there. Tim, over to you.
Yeah, I got to echo that. Safe travels there, Brian. It's just we all make that trip out there to Metro, but having to go at 8 o'clock tonight, oh, all right, drive safe. N-A-W-R-O, I got a comment on Discord by our friend Fox United, so I think he wants to stay with Discord as well. So that's a good thing. Over to you, Dean.
Yeah, I haven't looked. I'll look here in a minute. I just kind of voted because we got a lot of. There's a lot of classroom material, so every day this week so far I've been spending the last 4 hours of my shift doing this classroom stuff, and it's pretty in-depth. And then when I get home, they want me to do review and case reviews and a bunch of stuff like that. So I was on the laptop and looking at some of it, so when I seen it, I had to give a little bit of guff to John over there, and so I'll take a peek at it again. Over to you.
Yes, I saw that. Potty mouth John. Ooh, who would have thought, right? And giving you, except for Dean, that's funny. And by the way, I did want to mention, not that it was a concern, but that, let's see, what was it? CPR, AED, it did count for both. There seemed to be a little bit of a debate there at first, but it's confirmed it's both. So you got those two checked off on our side.
Yeah, when we were talking about it, I hadn't looked at my certificate physically. Once I actually looked at the certificate, it specifies both. So I just put one in each slot since it does. But there is separate classes. I did look that up. That's just specifically what work made mandatory. So yeah.
All right, sounds good. Are you next coming up on Thursday? John's got it. Are you working Thursday?
I will be on in time for the net. I do work, but I'll be on in time for the net, and then after Friday, when I move over to midnight, we'll tentatively figure it out between command and everybody, and go from there.
All right, just curious, and if it's okay with you, you could just be John's backup then, right? That should work fine for this Thursday.
Yeah, I can run back up. That shouldn't be an issue.
Especially since he likes to log himself anyway, so. But you never know. Something could happen, right? Like happened however many months ago that was when he had company.
fair enough. He does like to log for himself, and so that's not necessarily an issue. Sometimes it's difficult to hear, so I try. I'm not as well proficient in the system as he is, but I do try if I can hear something. If you don't, I try to drop it in a couple cells under just so that he's got it. But no, he does pretty decent on his own.
Alrighty, yes, I concur with that, and sounds good, Dean. I think I might call it a night for anything radio-related, and maybe go check out a movie or something. You're in the house. I'm certainly not leaving, that's for sure. You have a good night. Pleasure talking to you. NAWRO, I'll be clear after you, sir.
Sounds good, Tim. 7-3s. Have a good rest of your night, and always a pleasure talking to you. This is KELAX. I will be clear.
Yes, sir. You over here now? Is that with the radio or what?
It's with the radio. Do me a favor. Can you go to P25? Can you hear me on P25?
Yeah, but I got my antenna, so I'm actually on that radio, but I got it over in a VHF, so I will QSY over there, but I got to switch the antenna, take 2 seconds.
That's about how long it'll take me to figure out how to get there. Be right back.
NAWRO clear here, QSY.
WAVD.
Are you guys going direct, simplex, or repeater? Because I'm on the... Oh, okay.
CMN Network.
WAYC test. WAYC test.
This is the CMN Network, MI2. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KFA-FCN listening.
CMN Network, VHF.
Thank you.
CMN Network, MI2.
Somebody in there, WAYRC.
This is Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor.
Hey, real good. Yeah, I just walking by the radio and I heard somebody. I thought I'd let you know there is people out here. WAYRC, I'm in Lapeer. My name's Mike.
Oh, Mike, you got Jim, Juliet, and you, Mike. I'm here in the Gardens in Saginaw.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, these repeaters linked together, and it makes it pretty good. I guess now we're all the way up to the bridge, all the way down to, I'm not sure how south, but pretty good. I don't know if we got anything west, but we got a good long shot over this way.
Well, it definitely is working good, that's for sure. And that, I'm going to be up in Sheboygan here in the next couple of weeks, and that I was going to try it up that way and see what, see how far I can get.
As far as I know, you shouldn't have too much of a problem. I gotta write down all these repeaters, get them programmed in my 5100 in my truck. I never get out too far, but it should be nice to have them programmed in. So one of these days I gotta do that.
Yeah, I'm just taking my handheld up there. I got a Quan Chang handheld. I'm gonna run that up there with me. That's got all kinds of frequencies, and plus I put that other board in it, so. Now it's got like 160 down to 6 meters in the thing.
Yeah, amazing what them radios do nowadays. A small package, so. All right, Jim, I'm going to have to get out of here, but I just want to say hey and let you know that somebody was out here. So, 73, have a good evening. WYRC.
My pleasure. I will catch you later. You have a good one there and have a good night. So, this is KEA-URV.
MI2 Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.